Where are we right now with quantum, and why do we hear more about it every day?
Something changed in 2026 that was really, really, really big. Several papers were released only just a quarter into the new year that showed people what quantum computers could do on the encryption side. So we all know that quantum computers, people who track this space, are going to be invaluable for things like drug discovery, simulating molecular dynamics, things that are important for science-based industries. But the thing that we paid the most attention to is their ability to break encryption.
Right.
And two extremely big papers, one from Google and one from a startup called Oratomic, showed that you could break encryption, specific kinds of encryption, right, with way, way fewer logical qubits.
I actually think that's one of the reasons Bitcoin has struggled this year. Because there's talk that even with Bitcoin could be vulnerable to quantum.
There has been a huge scare about that, and I think it's worth taking quite seriously. It's a $2 to $3 trillion asset class, cryptocurrency, and it's entirely based on cryptography, the exact thing that quantum computers threaten.
So is that, when that can happen, is that what they, when they say Q-Day, is that what people are talking about?
That is exactly what they're talking about. So for those who don't know, quantum computers have the ability to break something called asymmetric encryption. It's the thing that you would find in a laptop, a phone, practically every electronic device that you own that connects to the internet. Bitcoin relies on it. Every single piece of IT, internet infrastructure we use relies on it every single day. And Q-Day is going to be the moment where those algorithms are broken.